Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us now to talk about it more, Kane Pittman, covering the Bucks for Pick and Roll, pickandroll.au. Kane, how you been?
I've been pretty good. What about you?
I'm doing well. I don't think I'd pick the Bucks in four from the very beginning. I've never had an uncomfortable moment. I watched them take what I believe to be Detroit's better shot, although Blake Griffin's going to try to play, I guess, on Saturday. But I'm watching this team go through their motions and break a little sweat and get a little work in before they have the Boston Celtics to face. How about you?
Yeah, no, I agree with what your prediction was before the series. That's how I felt about it. And, yeah, I think the big thing last night, we've seen that Detroit spoke about some of the adjustments they wanted to make, the way in Casey spoke about transition defense and shooting more threes. And I think for the most part, they executed that pretty well in the first half. But all that really seemed to do was wake up the Bucks. And you heard what Giannis just said in the press conference after the game. It was no panic. Mark Budenholzer didn't need to go in there and really tell the guys what they had to do. They already knew. And Giannis scored 7 points in the first minute of the third quarter. And really then, you knew that game was over.
Yep. Hey, I had said that watching this team kind of play defense. Last night, as much as you want to talk about the offense and Bledsoe and Middleton and the way they stepped up, defensively speaking, early on, Detroit hit their shots, and then the Bucks began to lock it. It's odd to say that this team played this defense that actually won them a ballgame, but they did. They locked down defensively. They got in Drummond's face on the inside. Pat Connaughton was everywhere. I thought it was really solid defense on the outside by Bledsoe last night. They altered shots, and ultimately that brought down the shooting percentage of Detroit throughout the ballgame, and that's how they won this game.
Yeah, this is a real problem for Detroit in this series, and this is why they can't really get into a game as the game moves on into the fourth quarter, because they can't score against the Bucks defense. And you spoke about Andre Drummond, and he's putting up numbers. He had 18 points and 16 rebounds last night, but he ended up a minus 32 on the box score. He was a minus 45 in the box score in game one. He just could not have any positive impact on this game on either end of the floor. The only guy that's really been able to get loose and hit some shots is Luke Kennard, who they put into the starting lineup last night. But outside of that, it's been rough. Von Maker hasn't hit a three. He's 0-9 in the series. Wayne Ellington is being harassed by Chris Middleton at every turn. They are, on paper, they don't look like a team that can really put up points against the Bucks. But without Blake Griffin, they're just struggling to find a guy who they can really lean on and get a good shot when they need it. And the Bucks are just all over him right now.
What do you think happens when they bring Brogdon back, if and when they bring Brogdon back?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I was talking with Justin Garcia in the pregame last night. He asked the same question. And I think the big thing is when you look at how well Sterling Brown has filled that sort of fifth starter role, and the fact that he's scoring efficiently, and last night again has 8 points, only takes 5 shots, hits the 1-3 that he has. I think in the end you're going to see Malcolm Brogdon come back into the starting lineup, but I think the real positive for the Bucks is that there's no panic about the fact that Malcolm Brogdon is not back for the first round. They're not screaming to get that guy back. Obviously he's a key part of what they do, but you already mentioned Pat Connaughton, but when you have these sort of role players playing as well as they are, I think it just gives the Bucks a little bit of a luxury that they can, try and ease Brogdon back in there, because it's not going to be easy. And this series, the second round, is going to be a lot tougher in terms of who they're playing opponent-wise. And we've seen from Mirotić, he's, shaken off a little bit of rust. So Brogdon's had a lot of time off. I think it just gives them the luxury that they can sort of ease him back into it.
Talking with Kane Pittman, covering the Bucks for Packers, or I should say Pick and Roll, not Packers, pickandroll.au. That's pickandroll.au. It was cool last night. My statement was going to be, it was cool last night to see the Bucks with so much star power. You had Brewers and Packers both sitting on the sidelines. There was a lot of camera shots of those guys, of Yelich and Aaron Rodgers and such last night, Craig Counsell there. But it was really kind of cool, because I think Giannis is going to win the MVP. And I think Jim Paschke alluded to it last night during the broadcast when I was rewatching it when I got home. that he had said he's getting wind, too, that more and more people actually voted for Giannis. It would be really cool to have all three MVPs sitting in that arena at one particular point in time. If somebody didn't get a picture of that last night, shame on them, because it was fantastic to see so much star power now recognizing what the Bucks are doing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that the MVP is announced so late now, because back in the day, it could have been this year. But I like that there were so many Brewers there and a few Packers there as well. We saw that the Bucks players were going to Brewers games back in the postseason last year, so it really is. When you think about Yelich and Rogers and now Giannis, who, again, as you said, I mean, the votes are starting to come through, and it's looking like Giannis is running away with that MVP this year. So it's a pretty special time for Wisconsin sports, really.
Why do you think Giannis is the MVP?
Well, I think my big thing the whole year has been everyone gets sort of distracted by the points that Harden's put up and the 30-point streak and the 40-point streak, but they sort of gloss over the fact that Giannis has had a historic season himself. No one has put up the numbers that Giannis has put up in that regular season with 27 points, 12 rebounds, the 6 assists. No one's done that before. So while you can point to the scoring streak of Harden, Giannis himself has had a historic year. He's been as efficient as anyone in Bucks franchise history. When you look at all the records Giannis broke, he broke field goal percentage, two-point field goal percentage, true shooting percentage, effective field goal percentage. He broke all those records in franchise history. So Giannis has had a special year. And again, I place a lot of weight on the rest. And Giannis had an MVP-type year last year, but the reason he finished fifth in voting and wasn't really considered a contender for the award was people pointed to the team was kind of mediocre. They finished in the seventh seed. They were around 500. This year they've had a 16-game improvement from last year. Number one seed, best record in the NBA. He's been the best player in the NBA. I honestly think it's that simple.
Hey, before I let you go, so going into Detroit, this is where you're going to get your best shot. This is where Detroit's going to get that home court juice a little bit, because I think there's a lot of Bucks fans that are traveling over there, to be honest with you, because tickets are so cheap and easy to come by. But this is where you're going to get their best shot. Anything particular you expect?
Well, I think that it's all going to come down to whether Blake Griffin plays. And if Blake Griffin plays, they're going to get a big boost, not only with the talent on the floor, but I guess mentally they're going to have their bio back. They're going to be feeling good about themselves. And this is the first playoff game in Little Caesars, so much like the first game in Fiserv Forum on the Yellow Knights. So, look, they're going to be excited. The start is going to be where they're going to give their best shot, much like they did last night. And I got to tell you, I did talk to Thon after the game last night and was in the Pistons locker room for a little bit before Giannis came to the podium, and they are still feeling pretty good. They feel like they can take a lot of positives from the game last night, particularly from the first half. I just think it's a stretch, and I when I was listening to them talk and how happy they were with their first half defensively, and the improvement they think they have offensively, it's I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to see a way that they can actually win a game when they still lose by 20-plus points. But I think you're right. I think the first quarter, the crowd will be loud. If they do get Blake Griffin back, which I kind of feel like they're going to swing for the fences and he's going to play, the Bucks will just have to ride out that sort of first quarter, get into their own game, keep doing the things that they need to do, which we saw in the second half, move the ball, get in transition, and I still don't see a way the Pistons can slow them down.
Kane, appreciate it. We'll talk to you again as we continue to move forward in this postseason, but it's exciting, and I'm still saying Bucks in four, and come next Tuesday, we're hoping Malcolm Brogdon announces on the program that he's coming back, and all is well, and everybody's out in the streets singing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, buddy, talk to you soon. There you go, Kane Pittman, covering the Bucks for pickandroll.au. That's where you can read his stuff. Go there. Check that out for yourself. Good stuff. Talking some Bucks basketball. 855-830-8648. Real quick, let's go to Mike on the South Side. Mike, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's happening, man? Thanks for holding.
Hey, no problem. A little outside the box. This Dwayne Casey, that guy coaches his ass off. I have no doubt if the owner said, suit up at halftime, you're going in, he would go in. I think with a healthy
He's a guy that really works it. I agree with you.
They'll probably fire him at the end of the year and blame him, but besides that, I really think with Blake Griffin, they could have stole last night's game or a couple games on the road. And my last question is, where's John McLaughlin? Couldn't they do like a three-man booth? And I'm going to head out and get one of those pink jackets Giannis had on.
There you go. Johnny Mack's kind of kind of stepped by the wayside. He's riding off into retirement and sitting back and enjoying all of this right now. And believe me, you get into the finals, you get deep into this postseason, you're probably going to see or hear from Johnny Mack at some point. But it's between switching up between Marcus and Steve Novak and Steve Novak with Craig Kishon, and it's just. They got things going right now with the Milwaukee Bucks. Kudos to them. 855-830-8648. Hey, by the way, Kane Pittman joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.